Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New requirements for Greek life at UB. Scott Weber is joining us live this morning, Vice President of Student Life at UB. After a four-month review, new guidelines were issued yesterday. Greg, I'm wondering, was there any pushback, any resistance at all from any of the organizations that you were dealing with?
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. Thank you for having me on the program. We worked with a number of students on the committee, and we have shared those recommendations with the broader Greek community yesterday. I have not received any email or other correspondence back from them at this time, but I mean, I imagine they'll have some questions and want to walk through the process with us. And of course, they're going to be really well represented on the implementation committee that will start its work immediately and work very hard over the fall semester to bring the recommendations of the work that's just been done to fruition. So I think we'll be able to hear their concerns if they have them and work collaboratively with them to put these new measures in place.
So what is the current status of all those sororities and fraternities that were suspended earlier this year, I should say?
So we have lifted the suspension of all the fraternities and sororities with the exception of Sigma Pi, which remains on suspension, and placed them on a status called probation. And the probation status lasts as long as it takes for those organizations to fulfill the requirements as we implement them this semester. So we're very hopeful that we'll, again, work collaboratively and work through this process with them. And so it'll kind of be a rolling process, I imagine, as organizations respond to them at their own timeline. But we're hopeful that many of those organizations will have their probationary status lifted by the end of this semester. And while they're on probation, they're not able to recruit new members.
What is the future of Sigma Pi?
Well, Sigma Pi, we are awaiting the final report from the Buffalo Police Department, and we've had a really great relationship with the Buffalo Police Department over many years. But they're doing their work as they are required to do. And when we learn more from that process and it concludes, then the university adjudication process will begin, and the fate of that fraternity will then work through its process under that process.
Now, Greek life groups are not going to be allowed to recruit any incoming freshmen during their first semester. Is that a rule that will be in place from here going forward, or is that just because of the probation that they're under now?
No, that would be a rule that one of the recommendations from the committee was that the committee felt that while students are eager potentially to join fraternities, that it is best to wait till they get a full semester of academic preparation and accomplishment under their belt, and that therefore they should delay joining until their sort of spring semester at the earliest.
Now, there will be a new scorecard, a very public scorecard that people can see about each of these organizations. Tell us what will be represented on that scorecard.
So there are a variety of criteria that we might use, and we haven't actually made the final decision on what would be, but here are some types of examples. Could be like total number of members, the grade point average of its membership, how many incidents of behavioral incidents they've had as a chapter, are there been any prior disciplinary findings in terms of something as specific as hazing, its chapter size, how many community service hours they do per member. That type of activity would be all characterized and very transparent to anyone that wants to look on that site and can see that information. What we really hope is it'll be another tool to help students and their parents, make informed decisions about different groups that they may wish to consider joining.
Does all this in the end, though, come down to enforcement? We're looking at some of these, scorecard factors, GPA, community service. I mean, you could have kids with 4.0 GPA and they're out and doing things on the weekend during the day, but still have huge parties that happen off campus, you know, at night, on weekends. Does this all, at the end of the day, come down to enforcement to prevent another incident like what we had back in April?
Well, I think generally enforcement, while we certainly will, you know, I think adjudicate and enforce our rules and our zero tolerance toward hazing to the fullest extent possible. But I actually do not think that is the key to this problem. The key to the problem is really for students to take a greater responsibility for their fellow students and, you know, acts of humanity. We will not be able to be every place. It's not appropriate for the university to be at every place. We recognize that students are going to have parties. And so what we're really trying to do is inform our students better, really raise the level of awareness, try to have them understand that they have responsibility to their fellow students. And when they're in distress, when they're being asked to do things they don't want to do, that it's actually all right to say no. And then when that does occur, it is also okay for you as a student to share that information confidentially with the university so that we can pursue those incidents. But it's been very hard to get students to share that information over many years. And this is not unique to University of Buffalo. It's a problem across many campuses.
Now, it's move-in day today at UB. You know, and for parents of college-age kids, one of their biggest fears is sending them off to college. I've got two going next week, Scott. What do you tell moms like me who worry about this stuff?
Well, we have, you're right. We have, you know, a little over 4,000 freshmen moving in today. It's an exciting day for the university. It always is. I can't wait to get there and see all those faces. And some of those faces are anguished parents. And so I understand your concerns. We really do try to do a great job, Susan, in educating during orientation. We try to do a great job educating during this opening weekend. I don't know how to remove the angst that all parents must feel. I certainly went through that process myself. My mom once told me, you never stop being a parent. But in the end, again, I would say that, you know your child. You have educated that child to the best of your ability to make those great informed decisions. You trust them, and you hope to keep that line of communication. And you're probably always asking them, what are they up to? What are they doing? What in things are they involved in, and helping guide them through those better choices. And you also hope that they make great choices in friends that will there be there when they are needed, because often that is the case.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.